Hello. It is a very lazy Friday morning for me, and I'm at work, but I don't have anything to do yet. So I figured that I'll just answer a questionnaire so that I can pretend that I'm productive. I feel like it's been forever since I last answered a questionnaire. Oh yeah, I think that was the New Year's questionnaire, so yeah. Okay. It has been a while. What am I gonna answer? Okay, I'll answer this one. This is the Flights and Airports questionnaire by the Coolidge Effect. Have you ever flown before? Yes. Do you like it or hate it? Honestly, I don't really like it that much. I mean, I love traveling, but I'm not really a fan of having to sit for several hours inside a giant cylinder that's flying through the sky. If I could teleport to different places, I would definitely do that instead. I don't really like sitting still, so. Do you like your local airports? Do you have a favorite? What about most hated? I guess I don't really have that much of a choice. I mean, the local airport in the city that I'm staying in, it's not as horrible as it used to be, but a lot of shady shit has happened, and it's always in the news. Like, for example, parts of the ceiling would collapse, and there's this recent trend wherein security personnel would plant contraband like bullets and drugs in your luggage so that they can extort you before you would be allowed to travel. And thankfully, those things have not happened to me. I probably look like I don't have money, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not complaining. But yeah, that shit's scary and inconvenient. I feel so sorry for the people who were victimized by those schemes. I guess my favorite airport would be the one in Singapore. It's really nice. It's not that big, but it has everything you need and everything that you would need to keep yourself entertained if your flight gets delayed or if you have a long layover and you don't want to go out. You can stay there. What else? Most hated. I don't really have any airports that I hate. I mean, the domestic airports in the provinces are not really that good, but that's just how they are. They're old airports. Not complaining about it because I'm used to it. How much do you have to love the person to pick them up from there? Now that I think about it, I feel like, yeah, I am sure that the only person that I consistently pick up from the airport is my mother. I don't really, I mean, my dad too sometimes, but he's always with my mom. Yeah, so you would have to be my parent if you want me to pick you up. What's the craziest to happen to you while flying? Nothing really. Nothing interesting. Most of my flights are pretty uneventful, aside from turbulence, but other than that, Have United employees ever assaulted you? I've never flown United before, so no, but I've never been assaulted by anyone at the airport, so. Favorite airlines, hated ones. My favorite airline so far would be, well, Singapore Air. Hated. There was a time when I hated Cebu Pacific because all of their flights are delayed like consistently, like for an hour or more than that. It's annoying. But I have flown with them recently and they seem to have improved on that. In fact, some of their flights even arrive early. So that's cool. Flight horror stories. Probably when I was younger. I think that was my birthday, and I was traveling with my mom, and I ate so much spaghetti before the flight. And I forgot to take my medication, so as soon as the plane took off, I started throwing up, and that was embarrassing and disgusting. Thankfully, it was just a 2-hour flight, but still, oh my God. It was terrible. Wonder stories, like Mile High Club. Not really, no. I mean, no, I only made out with someone on the plane, but. Oh, at the airport, yeah, but. Yeah, I only made out with someone on the plane. Do you ever miss a flight? No, I'm always early. Window, middle, or aisle? Aisle, always. I don't like sitting at the window, especially during long flights because it's so hard to go to the bathroom. So, and it's also easier to go out. What was I gonna say? Sorry, I haven't had coffee. I forgot what I was gonna say there, but I'll just move on to the next question. What are your pet peeves? Probably people who let their hair hang on the headrest. Yeah, I don't really know how to explain it, but yeah, people's hair sticking around. I also don't like it when people put their feet up. I mean, no, it's disgusting. Please don't do that. I mean, not, I haven't really experienced it that much, thankfully. Any flying rituals? Well, since the spaghetti incident when I was younger, I always make sure that I take my meds before my flight. And rituals. As soon as I get on my seat, I find the puke bag so I know where to find it. And I look at the menu. I read the magazine or whatever it is that they have there until I fall asleep. Or I watch videos until I fall asleep. Usually, though, I fall asleep before takeoff, so I don't really do that much when I'm on flights. If I wake up and it's like the middle of the flight, I'll ask for a drink or watch something again and then fall asleep. Your flight is delayed for an hour plus. What do you do? Well, the first thing that I do when my flights get delayed is I find Wi-Fi and I message the people who are supposed to pick me up. And then I go find food or I walk around, keep myself entertained. Do you like layovers? I guess it depends on which airport I'll be staying and how long the layover is. 2 hours is okay. It means I just sit there in the airport and wait for my next flight, but I usually prefer longer layovers so I can actually go out and have lunch or something, see stuff before my next flight. All right. Oh, yeah. So that's it. I hope you like listening to my answers, and I'm gonna go get some coffee.